This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so glad you're with us this hour. You know, there are some places in the world that deserve more than one visit. You know, I actually know two kinds of people. And then there's the third experimental kind. But there are two types of people. One was like my mother. She found a place early on in her life, and she went there every summer for 1,000 years. Of course, she lived to be 1,000 years old, you understand. But she always went back to the same place. She always went back to the same hotel when it was bought, and they changed the name and they changed everything about it. She still went back there. She was as loyal as she could have been. And when she thought vacation, that was the place. It was very difficult to get her to try new things. And then there are other people who feel like the world is a very big place and there is no point in going back to the same place twice, so you might as well keep moving on. You know, I think I'm the third category, and that is when I find places I love, I make sure I get back there as often as I can, and in most cases, at least once during the year. But the rest of the year, I'm out trying new things. And I'm at a place right now that's one of those places that I have been to before, and as recently as earlier this week, and just had to come back. I'm very lucky to have been here during the Christmas holiday season, and now you're going to be hearing into the new year an interview that I was lucky enough to be able to organize and sort out with the managing director of Galgore Resort and Spa. And Galgorm is in Northern Ireland in a great location. It's right on the path of my favorite places to visit. So you could base yourself and make Galgorm the hub of a wheel with the spokes reaching out to the Antrim Coastal Road, where you'll find one of my all-time favorite places, Giant's Causeway, where you'll find Dunluce Castle, which, as I've mentioned in the past, and if you're listening for the first time, this will be news for you. In the film Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, you see Johnny Depp's Caribbean Fortress Castle. That castle is just north of Galgorm Resort and Spa in Northern Ireland, and by the magic of digital everything, they lift the picture of the place and plant it surrounded to look like it's in the Caribbean Sea. You'll also find the Carrickareek Rope Bridge, and if you're not faint of heart, you'll take a walk on it, or you'll be like me and you'll stand and take pictures of people who are. it's one of those, what is his name? Indiana Jones, when you see them on those rope bridges in the jungle, well, this is it, only much higher up in the air than the ones you see in the films. It's just amazing, and it's the real deal, people. And so that's north. Just south is Belfast, where you'll find the new iconic already Titanic Belfast exhibit. So when you are at Galgorm, a wonderful place, resort and spa, and you'll find it easily when you look at the map of Northern Ireland, look for Ballymena. I'm going to create a town in Ireland called Bally Come Visit. You like that? Well, it puts you in a great spot for visiting, touring the Titanic Belfast exhibit, which is something you really have to go and see. You know, we were there when it was open 10 days. And that was at the time of the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic in 2012. And I just watched Titanic, the film with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. And having been to the Titanic exhibit makes it all make so much more sense. There's so much more clarity, there's so much more understanding of what it really was like on that ship and who the individual people were. But here you are in Northern Ireland, surrounded by golf courses, surrounded by the most amazing natural beauty and incredible places like Giant's Causeway and the Titanic Belfast. And if you're here in the spring, summer, and early fall months, marvelous gardens and historic buildings and castles in abundance. And then you've got this incredible oasis in the middle of all of that called Galgorm Resort and Spa, where just coming onto the grounds is an experience and relaxation. And we're going to go off now and talk with Paul Smith, who's the managing director of Galgorm Resort and Spa in Northern Ireland, right after this.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
The queen let me take you to a nice and cozy hotel. With all the sin in the bar and have a drink or two. And I might even sing a song to you. But when the party's over, well, we won't go home. No, I'll get us a room where we...
I have the pleasure of the company of Paul Smith, managing director of Galgorm, spelled just the way it sounds, G-A-L-G-O-R-M, Resort and Spa. And it is magnificently located in a spot that makes it easy for you to go touring all over Northern Ireland. And I am a great believer in the cruise concept of unpack once. So don't plan to just come for a night and move on. Plan to come for two or three nights, unpack, settle in, relax, go golfing, go spying, go sightseeing, or go nowhere and just stay and luxuriate on the grounds here, because there's enough to keep you here. And it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for making the time for us today, Paul. It's great to be able to meet you. And now we want to debrief in great length.
So, you're welcome. Hello.
And it's great to have you. Let's talk a bit about you. How long have you been associated with Galgorm Resort and Spa?
Well, I've been with the company that owns Galgorm for just over 25 years.
Wow, a newcomer.
Just brand new to the business, yes. Through various businesses and operations, it started with a hotel not maybe 5 miles from here, Tullymore House, which was a family-owned hotel, and I started there just in the late 80s, started full-time in 1990. I initially started, I finished a course in hospitality and tourism management, and I had, but I'd found the operational side of the business much more to my liking, so I joined there, and I was an assistant bar manager in one of the bars of that operation, and I have just been with this company ever since, but through many different types of business. There's been hotels in Belfast, there's been a number of bar operations, Galgorm Manor, as it was formerly known, was we called Galgorm Manor again in the early 90s. Purchased that, and I've just worked at various different hotels and businesses throughout.
So, when you went to work at, Tullymore House, was that your first job in hospitality?
First job in hospitality. I had worked just part time with them whilst I was finishing my degree course.
Where did you study?
I studied in Derry at McGee College, University of Ulster. It's early days. It's grown quite.
We have a descendant of one of the founders of McGee College lives in our house. Her name is Maggie McGee.
Is that right?
She's a black and white Springer Spaniel.
Okay.
Actually, she lets us live with her.
Very good. Yes. Yeah, I can imagine.
So we're very fond of the name McGee.
Okay.
So you clearly already had a leaning toward travel, tourism, and hospitality.
Yes.
To have followed the courses to begin with.
Absolutely,
and then
yes.
Head off a career in that direction. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Paul Smith, Managing Director of Galgorm Resort and Spa. And this is a long way from Tipperary, people. This is a long way from the assistant barkeep at the Tullamore House to the Managing Director of the Galgorm Resort and Spa. Interesting career. We'll be right back.
Let me take you to a nice and cozy hotel, with all the sit in the bar and have a drink or two, and I might even sing a song to you. But when the party's over, well, we won't go home. No, I'll get us a room where we can be alone. So come on, now let's go. I just want you by my side.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. You know, I'm a great believer in traveling richly. Let me introduce you to Colette, a company delivering value-packed world-class travel experiences since 1918. With remarkable itineraries that can take you to all seven continents, they'll immerse you in the culture, history, and cuisine of the world's most spectacular places. Visit everything from vibrant cities to remote villages with like-minded travelers. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. What a great way to travel. For details on this and other Colette services, call 877-760-7616 or visit gocolette.com. That's go, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cocktails for two, as we enjoy it.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Paul Smith, managing director of the Galgorm Resort and Spa in Galgorm, County Antrim in Northern Ireland. County Antrim is the place on the northern shoreline where you'll find Giant's Causeway. You'll also find that's where Game of Thrones has been filming for the last however many seasons they've been on the air. And there are now some strange and unusual iconic figures there that we're going to go up and take a peek at, get some photos, and share with you. Clearly, they discovered what an exciting part of the world this is to film in this region of Northern Ireland. So we left you. You became associated with a company that had a hotel, Tullamore House, mm-hmm. located in where?
In Breshean, which is about five miles from here. Breshean was known as the gateway to the Glens.
Oh, okay.
As I'm sure a number of outlying villages have been, but gateway to the Glens. And it was very much a food and beverage, predominantly food and beverage outlet. There was just there was just eight bedrooms with it, but it was a large wedding venue and a very strong food.
Is it still in business?
No, that finished and closed in the early 2000s. And that was the base. That was really
good that you moved on.
Sorry?
Good that you moved on.
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. And yes, then through the years, I spent time with a hotel in Belfast, which went through a couple of renovations, and I was there for both of those. And we also a lot of renovations at the Galgorm itself. So when we bought it, it was Finicky House. When we bought it, we changed the name to Galgorm Manor. And then in 2007, when we did a huge refurbishment, adding 51 bedrooms and the spa, and new reception areas, new restaurants, that type of thing, we changed it to Galgorm Resort and Spa.
I think the first time we were here was probably in 2007 or 2008, beginning of 2000, somewhere in there, because the new rooms were already in place.
Yes.
And is it Gillies, the restaurant with the cows?
Yes. That was one of the first aspects that were opened in the new development. We started development in 2005, and it did involve the closure of the hotel. It was such a significant refurbishment. And 2006, then Gillies opened for business. The bedrooms began to open one floor at a time that year, and it was in 2007 that we then completed the spa development, which was a brand new aspect of business for ourselves. We hadn't had a spa in any of the previous hotels, so it was a huge learning curve for its opening, And for the first couple of years of its operation.
Well, the first couple of years of the operation, you also got hit with a worldwide global banking catastrophe.
Yes, that's right.
That didn't help you any.
Well, we were very fortunate. We seemed to have changed the whole persona of the resort. I think it, by investing, it was in excess of 17 million at that time.
And that's 17 million pounds sterling.
Yes, sterling, yes.
Which even then was probably worth about 25 million US dollars.
Yes, probably, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And with it opening in 2007, I think putting ourselves very firmly at the top of a tree in the local market, and then coupled with the local market maybe not being able to travel further afield, we find from year on year that we weren't affected by the recession, or level of business quickly got to where we wanted to be after the refurbishment, and then began just to year on year exceed our expectations, and each year was better than the year before. So.
Well, one of the things I know that really has sustained hotels throughout the dismal economic period from October of 2008 until very recent times is that on the what is the entire tourism destination of the island that is Ireland, people here still like to get married. I mean, not just hook up and, you know, have a domestic relationship,
yes,
kind of thing. They want the gowns and the tuxedos and the flowers and mm-hmm. the 200 of their closest friends and family.
Yes.
And that has really kept hotels from the northern Antrim coastline to Kinsale in the Republic of Ireland in business and being able to stay afloat, because that was consistent with, you know, a constant revenue generation stream. And what's particularly interesting about that is that Galgorm lends itself to the perfect place for the combination of a beautiful venue in a gorgeous location with a river going by that's babbling, looks like whitewood rafting out there,
yes,
with the cascading water babbling along, and the spots that make for a gorgeous wedding album. And then you add all the other features related to the indoor and outdoor spa facilities and wonderful food here and catering resources and whatnot, and then add that to the rooms. And you've just added some more rooms that,
yes,
we're going to be talking about,
sure,
in a bit. But I wanted to talk a bit about, we keep mentioning the word spa. And the problem with the word spa is that most people think of that photo that's on every spa brochure in the world, almost, of that undressed lady lying on her stomach with four black rocks down her spine. You know, it's very uncreative. The marketing of spas is very uncreative, and most spa directors, the only difference between one and another is how many square feet the place is and how many treatment rooms and how many couples rooms. And after that, except for the occasional spa in Monte Carlo that does a champagne and caviar body scrub,
mm-hmm,
or one in the Caribbean that does, you know, coconut and cinnamon and chocolate or something, body scrubs, they all say the same thing. They all pretty much look alike. You have something here that makes your jaw drop open and you go, oh my goodness, look at this place.
Yes.
And we really need to talk about that. Have we got much time in the segment? Yeah, good. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
So, you know, I took a picture today.
Oh, right.
I don't usually take the photos, but my husband's hands were very busy at the wheel as we were pulling in your drive. And I looked up the road, and beyond the babbling stream, what river is that?
The River Main.
The River Main. Okay, just like the state people. Babbling along this white bubbling, churning over the rocks gorgeousness, you could see the outdoor pool and the steam rising off the pool, and this wispy, looked like a digital artist painted the wisp of the steam coming off. But no, I have to tell you, that is dazzling. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. It's very zen-like.
Ireland's bubbling over in 2015 with festivals and events you don't want to miss. Surround yourself in celebrations of Ireland this year as the country commemorates the 150th birthday of Nobel Prize-winning poet W.B. Yeats. Ireland is always in season, no matter when you go. Explore Yeats' homeland in the shadow of Ben Bulben, County Sligo Slab Mountain. Immerse yourself in Irish Design 2015, a year-long showcase of the very best of Irish design, workmanship, ingenuity, and innovation. And enjoy delicious dining along the way. You'll find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, fish and seafood caught in Irish waters, and Irish lamb and beef prepared into mouth-watering meals. Fortified with a full Irish breakfast, tee up in this golfer's paradise as 2015 welcomes the Irish Open at Royal County Down. And play on courses throughout Ireland, where champions have honed their skills. The dollar is stronger than ever, and with more flights to Ireland than ever before, make 2015 the year you visit Ireland. Ireland.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Are you having any fun?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have mentally jumped into one of the swimming areas at the Galgorm Resort and Spa in Galgorm, County Antrim, Northern Ireland. I have to tell you, people, just looking at it releases all the tension from every muscle in your body. And more than that, all the stress of all the challenges that are lodged in your brain. It just all goes kind of marshmallow, which is a very nice feeling, I have to tell you. I guess people who drink don't have to worry about that because you can get marshmallow brains that way. But I'm not into alcohol. So things like looking at the pool, one of the pools, and watching the wisp of steam created from the warm water of the pool outdoors and the cooler air. And by the way, when I left Derry this morning to come by to visit in Galgorm at the Galgorm Resort and Spa, I was told it's so cold outside. So I bundled like a bear because I always pack in layers. And I had my outer coat and I had a sweater and I had a warm turtleneck and I had a woolly scarf. And I wore my corduroys, and I had my hat and gloves, and I walked outside and said, are these people kidding? And turned back around and walked back into the front desk at the Beech Hill Country House in Derry, Londonderry, in Northern Ireland, and said, you people have no idea what cold is. It was 60 degrees outside. The sun was out. I think this is cold. I try to explain to people that when I come to Ireland in December and January, their winter is so much milder and more temperate. I mean, the other day it was really cold. It was 45 degrees. I mean, it's like where we live, that's a heat wave. So, yes, it's lovely. Thank you for the lovely weather. But I'm talking with Paul Smith, Managing Director of the Galgorm Resort and Spa. Let's dig into the spa. What was the vision when you got into we're adding a spa?
Well, back in 2005, that's where we all started our spa journey, so to speak. And it was, you had mentioned it about their setting for weddings, and Galgorm Manor at that time was one of the, and still is one of the leading wedding venues in Ireland. But that really was our sole business, was weddings. And we wanted to go beyond that and develop new sections and new lines of our business. We added then the 51 bedrooms back in 2007, as I say, when they began to open, and this new spa. And we just felt that, yes, in the location, we had a very great location, very central and in the north. We appreciated that location. We felt that for guests to come and spend extended stays with us, that we needed to have facilities on site that allowed not only food and beverage facilities, but activity facilities that would allow guests the opportunity to use us as a base, and but then have things to do. And we felt the spa was one of those general areas of activities that we could work with, we could capitalize on. The ethos of that original spa was on quality. It was go out and ensure that the quality of the feel and the ambience of the spa was second to none. And that would, we felt then, would draw the guests to the resort, help fill these 51 new rooms. We were a 23-bedroom hotel before that, so this was completely transforming this hotel. And we felt then, yes, at the spa, to help facilitate the occupancy levels that we wanted in those rooms, that the spa would be introduced. The ethos of the spa then would be about its quality. So rather than ticking the box and saying, we have a spam, we've ticked that box, we felt that we could develop a business in its own right. And we took the tiny leap of faith that we would add a small outdoor hot tub. So that's what we opened in 2007, a little outdoor hot tub.
That held how many people?
6 people, maximum. And that was, but we had a beautiful indoor thermal area. We haven't changed. We've obviously, the upkeep of that has been very important, but the general design has not changed. It's held beautifully since 2007. But operating the spa, we found that this little 6-person hot tub was the number one aspect of all. We had that beautiful
thermal
pool. And
greatly insufficient for dealing with the number of interested guests.
Correct. And we then, in 2011, introduced the new outdoor pool that you have referred to. And we did purposely...
And it's grand to be here. We were here the other day.
Yeah.
And it was nighttime, and you look out, and there's, you know, 15, 20 people in the outdoor pool.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was, you know, it was December.
Yes. No, and again, we added that, and it was quite a large pool. It's a jacuzzi pool. We positioned it so that it could be visible when you arrive at the hotel, just the nature of the layout and the landscape of the
This is a big pool, people.
Yeah.
This is not, you know, one of those dinky little hot tub roundy jobs that you see on the... You know, some even on cruise ships often.
Yes.
The size of the hot tub is, you know, you're lucky you get 12 people in there. But
yeah,
in any
so
event.
This pool then, and again, very quickly became clear that this became our number one feature, although we had these beautiful and fantastic features inside. And it gave us the confidence. Then meanwhile, our occupancy levels were increasing. We were operating at over 80%. In their bedrooms. Back in 2010 and 11, we began the journey of adding these additional 48 rooms that we've just opened in September. And with that, the spa was obviously a big player.
Which now brings you to how many total guest room facilities?
122 bedrooms. And then we have self-catering accommodation as well. So there's
we're going to have to get to talk about those couple of suites.
Yes.
Because there's a suite here I wish to move into and not move out for a week.
Yeah, our signature suite, yeah.
And I'm not even coming out for food.
Yeah.
I'm going in there, and I am not coming out for a week. We're talking majorly gorgeous. And we're going to get to it and talk to it about it more in depth. But about... 8 months or so ago, I had Doug Golan on the air again, who's been on many times with me. Doug is the, you know, I always forget his title. I don't know if it's CEO and publisher or one or the other of Elite Traveler Magazine. And that's a magazine you can't find in a magazine seller shop. You can get it on board private aircraft. And some very jazzy, very posh hotels will have it on the nightstand when you come in. And they publish either 4 or 6 times a year. It's either quarterly or every other month. I don't remember anymore. I think it's quarterly. And the last time I looked, the cost per magazine was something like $55 an issue or something crazy like that. They do an issue in the summer, in I think June, each year that... reports on what they believe to be the 100 best suites in the world. And some of them go for as much as $80,000 to $100,000 a night. And some of them go for around $1,000 a night. But most of them are in the $3,000 to $15,000, $20,000 a night range. Dollars, based on dollars. And on the air, when I was interviewing Doug, he said, Stephanie, when you go somewhere and you spot a suite that ought to be in this magazine, you let me know. Interestingly, the magazine is distributed to people who don't care what it costs. They only want to get what they know they want, and they don't care what it costs to get it. So it's always amazing when you see a suite that is such a value, in addition to being so over-the-top marvelous. And the two suites I saw were amazing. And for what the rate card is per night, it's a steal. So any of you out there who want to live like the king, this is the place you want to do it, in one of these suites. But we're going to talk about that in a bit. I want to stick with the spa for the moment. So what are the full range of facilities that are offered in the spa?
Well, we have, you mentioned about the more traditional facilities, which is we have 8 treatment rooms. We have 2 couple suites. We have an Imam suite, Cleopatra bath, and Mud Surreal. That's the treatment. Those are the hands-on treatment facilities. The original spa then had a indoor thermal pool with 4 experience cabins, a sauna, aroma grotto, calidarium, and solarium, and experience showers. And on a relatively small scale now that we have our new facilities open. And there was an outdoor hot tub. In 2011, we added the outdoor jacuzzi pool. And then with the new development, what we've added is a large indoor swimming pool, 20 metres by 6. We have a fantastic experience shower adjacent to that, which is gives you all the feel of the Caribbean and the hails, the rainstorms and the tropical thunders and that type of thing.
Oh, wow.
Inside, we have a partnership of it's a scenarium and a snow cabin. The scenarium operates at a temperature a little bit lower than a sauna, which allows the guests then to experience the warmth of the scenario.
And they go into a snow cabin.
And then you move into a snow cabin.
With snow.
It's as it says in the tendency.
I love it. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're talking with Paul Smith, Managing Director at Galgorm Resort and Spa in County Antrim, Northern Ireland. This is Stephanie Abrams, live. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. In house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Paul Smith, Managing Director of Galgorm Resort and Spa in County Antrim in Northern Ireland. So well located, and you feel like you're really out in the countryside. And yet, hop in your car. Your Dooley car rental, by the way, which you can pick up at wherever you fly in. Fly into Belfast, fly into Shannon, fly into Dublin, and it's the only independent car rental company, family-owned and operated, in Ireland, and love those people. They do such a good job of treating you like a person, and their rates are good, so and their service is terrific. In any event, once you get your car and you come to visit Galgorm Resort and Spa, you'll be in a perfect location when you get antsy and want to go visit all the things that are nearby, including golfing that's all around you. And the problem you're going to face is once you're on property at Galgorm Resort and Spa, you're not going to want to leave. I mean, that's just how it is. It's going to be tough, so you better plan enough days so you can do both enjoying the resort and enjoying being in a great location for touring. Let's talk about, finish talking about the spa, because when you see the spa facilities and the way they're laid out, it looks like a small Japanese city.
Yes, the conference we had looked at the outdoor tub and the new swimming pool that we put in 2011, and the popularity of those two facilities really gave us a confidence to make the most of our location. We're riverside setting, so when we developed the new extension, we felt that we should bring as much of our spa outside, out to the river's edge, as we possibly could. So we have introduced additional hot tubs outside. We've a lovely, the river house, as we call it, which is a treatment suite and class suite, cantilevered out over the river's edge. We have an outside steam room with glaze, obviously every aspect or every opportunity to take in the view. So fully glazed steam room and likewise outside sauna. So you really get a feel of where you're at. Even when you're inside a sauna, you have a beautiful glaze. The river main is just flowing past meters from your sauna.
Well, I have to tell you, I was watching that river going by from one of your restaurants here where we had lunch, and we were at a window side table, and It is just mesmerizing to sit and watch, because it's all these rocks. You know what? Do you know what Dunn's River Falls looks like in Jamaica? Picture a miniature of that. Instead of going straight up, it's flatter and it just bubbles over this series of rocks. You've got all this cascading, bubbling up white water. It's gorgeous.
Yes.
It's just gorgeous.
And we just
makes for a great backdrop for wedding pictures, by the way.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And we just felt that it was important to utilize that position and bring the guests and to give them the opportunity to get as close to the river's edge throughout every season of the year here. And they've responded, and they are using, and they love being outside, come rain or shine.
I want to spend a few minutes talking about the suites. There are two suites. One is bigger than the other. I want the bigger one, by the way, just
Left
so you
five.
Know. I'd okay. like a plaque on the door. This suite has been approved by Stephanie Abrams, girl travel expert and elf. Gorgeous. Maybe let's start with the bigger one and describe why I fell in love with it, because you know why.
Well, yeah, again, we positioned that suite. We located the suite in its prime position that takes in the extended views of the river, where the river initially, the flat water runs past the suite, and then it takes a slight turn on the white water and it begins to run away from the suite. So you get a very extended view of the river's edge.
Well, not only do you get an extended view through the windows, but there is this marble floored exterior veranda that
yes.
wraps around the living room, dining room,
yeah, right,
area
yes.
of this people. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely exquisite.
Yeah, so you have the outside hot tub there as well, which allows
yeah, I saw that.
Allows you to look just to sit, and then you can look over the detail of the new thermal village with its outside. You know, we have these outside rooms, and again, the finish of those have been very much in keeping with their location. So the exterior, they're all covered in barn oak and that type of thing. So they sit nicely in the location. So when
the interior of the suite itself is mm-hmm. so well appointed.
Yes, well, the owners of the hotel have had a big say in the look and feel of those suites.
Well, God bless them for having A, vision, and B,
yes,
taste.
They
because
do,
not
yes.
everybody has that combination.
Absolutely, and they work closely with the designers, the Dublin-based architects, and have created, again, it was about a space that was usable and friendly, and we wanted a space that guests who would like to entertain other guests in the room, or friends and family if they were, or relations if they were staying at the resort, that they wouldn't necessarily have to come out into the throng of their restaurants, and that we can serve dinner in the room. There's a little kitchen in the for the staff. There's a staff kitchen in the suite itself that allows us to serve.
It's like a galley on a ship.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah. We just like our guests just to be in that suite and enjoy the ambience and experience. It's a large living, open plan living and dining area with a little bar. That leads out onto
and a bed that you want to run from 30 feet away and take a long running leap and
absolutely.
Jump into, like you're diving into a big marshmallow.
Yes, and that again, that separate bedroom and with its own lounge and living space with open gas fires in each of the rooms.
See, there's a reason I want to go move in there for a week, people.
Yeah, state-of-the-art sound.
Oh, I could get caught up on so much writing.
Mm-hmm.
I just veg myself right in. Am I mixing up this suite with something else I've seen, or was there a claw-footed tub somewhere?
Sorry, a which?
Some kind of a special tub, a bathtub.
Well, you have the other suite that you were looking at would have been Suite 1857, which is more of a French-style suite with a little more traditional feel to it. Wonderful views over the river, with a little Juliet balcony on that window, you know, looking out over that area. And again, yeah, beautiful traditional
What's
suite.
The number on the first suite?
We call it the signature suite.
The signature suite.
Yes.
I want to put my signature on it.
Yes, that's what we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I want to put my signature on it.
You're going to have to get a court order to evict me, by the way. Stay with me. More to come after the top of the hour news. Don't leave. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.